Everyone has heard of Samson and Delilah, and those who have studied the scriptures at all are quite familiar with the story. It was direct from the Bible that Saint-Saëns drew his inspiration for his opera, and his libretto departs very little from the biblical version. In the first act, Samson is seen comforting the Israelites and predicting their victory over the Philistines. He sings them a triumphant song. Delilah enters, charms Samson by her grace and beauty, and the act closes with him completely enthralled. The second act shows us Delilah's house, whither she has persuaded Samson to come. The high priest enters and bids her turn Samson over to the Philistines. This, after some consideration, she swears to do. The high priest then takes his departure, and Samson enters. She takes him to her room, and with alluring love songs and caresses, lulls him to sleep. While he is sleeping, she cuts off his hair, which she has learned is the secret of his strength, and then calls in the Philistines, who overpower and bind him. In the next scene, we see Samson in prison, blinded by his captors and being forced to terrible labor. He is dragged out by the Philistines who have come for him. The scene then changes to the temple of Dagon, whither Samson has been dragged. The high priest orders him to sing in glory of Delilah. He prays earnestly for the return of his strength, while his enemies laugh and jeer at him. The festival begins, and everyone save Samson, who stands to one side, abandons themselves to the jollity of the occasion. Samson sends upward still another prayer, and with a portion of his former strength regained under the spell of his frenzy, he rends asunder the huge marble pillars of the temple and dies with the Philistines in the ruins. The scene in the opera wherein occurs the aria on this record is the most dramatic part of all, not even excepting the final tragedy. It is the second act, Delilah's home. It is night, inky black, with lightning flashes in the distance. Samson is with Delilah, and a beautiful duet occurs during which Delilah resorts to tears and Samson vows his love for her. Meanwhile, the lightning flashes grow more vivid. The storm is about to break in full fury. Delilah, in response to Samson's declaration, "Delilah, Delilah, I love you," sings this exquisite air, "My heart at thy sweet voice," in which she sings that her heart opens like a flower at the sound of his dear voice. The aria ends with an enchanting phrase, "Oh, respond to my caress," accompanied by the flute and violin. Marie Delna was born in Paris in 1876 and made her operatic debut there at the Opera Comique when only 16 years of age, at which time she was considered a wonderful artist. She sang at the Opera Comique for almost 4 years and until 1903 remained in Paris. She then sang in many of the musical centers of France, Spain, and Italy. Although her voice is a contralto, she sings several mezzo-soprano operatic roles. So great is her vocal range. Her rendition of Saint-Saëns' famous melody has never been surpassed, for in it, she not only displays her magnificent voice at its best, but uses all her skill as an operatic artist as well.